This could be the last chance we get to be prepared for a cyber attack. These strikes are harming us above average now.
It's taking assets away from us from a digital perspective.
Cyber attacks are effectively trying to destroy our life digitally. But it has an impact in the real world. Most commonly, we will lose money, according to Dr. George Grispos, assistant professor of cybersecurity at UNO.
We can't do our online shopping. We can't check our online banking. We have our hospital records stolen. Or even worse, you know, they impact digital devices in a hospital. We can't get treatments.
Cyber attacks can happen wherever there is a digital service connected to the internet, and even extend to power and nuclear plants. UNO is home to the Counterterrorism Research Group, financed in part by the Department of Homeland Security. Grispel says that recently some cases of cyber attacks are identified with an IP address from Russia. He believes that it could be a Russian cyber invasion against many. Although cybersecurity fights daily to protect the assets of the country's businesses and people, sadly, we cannot be 100% protected. There is always a residual risk.
So we can implement controls, but we're not always 100% secure. In fact, you're never 100% secure. Because you could be secure today and tomorrow you can be insecure. So tomorrow you can be running version 6 of your operating system. Tomorrow you run version 7 and there's a problem with version 7.
Some of us are not aware that we leave digital footprints everywhere. Credit cards with chips can be scanned by someone who stands next to us and has it read it in a backpack.
It's not just emails anymore. We're looking at all these digital devices that we're using, and they're becoming a lot easier to kind of attack. And, you know, attacks doesn't literally mean I'm going to bombard you constantly with requests to do something. It's something as subtle as just me turning my back and skimming your details from the back pocket, or you taking your blood pressure reading at Scooters and, you know, I'm sitting next to you and I'm basically pulling your data without you realizing it.
Although there's a speculation that some of the attacks are being generated in Russia, Grispel says that it might be difficult to find out where all the attacks are coming from and their true intentions.
So it literally is one big jigsaw puzzle of trying to figure out where's this come from and effectively who's responsible for it.
Perhaps now we should use stronger passwords, a mix of uppercase, lowercase, special characters, and numbers. Grispel recommends using non-dictionary words. Most important, change those passwords constantly. Also, we should keep a good up-to-date antivirus in our computers. And lastly, we need to be vigilant. Never click on those places on the internet that we do not identify. With KBNO News, I am Gabriel Escalera.